7 years ago, a wasting disease began killing sea stars all along the West Coast. But scientists have begun breeding the largest and hardest hit species in captivity at Friday Harbor Labs on Orcas Island. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Sea stars are iconic, colorful, and sometimes fast-moving. They leave a lasting impression.
You know, if somebody is drawing a picture of the seashore, there's a really good chance that there's going to be a sea star in that picture.
Jason Hoden is the senior research scientist in charge of the first ever attempts to breed huge sunflower sea stars in captivity. His team started out with thousands of tiny embryos in April 2019, and Hoden says 14 baby stars have survived. They're now a little bit bigger than the size of a quarter.
Which seems kind of small, but they basically have grown the equivalent of a human baby grown to the size of like a really tall giraffe.
The hope is to eventually release them into the wild. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.